This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jack from Seattle is. Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
Jack, did you know that at 5:40 every day, Taryn gives a cheat sheet to three of the answers on the men's room?
I do know that.
Were you listening yesterday?
I was not.
We're on the same playing field.
Hopefully it doesn't bite you. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jack has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In China, what is the traditional eating utensil called?
Chopstick.
Correct. There are 206 of what in the human body?
Bones?
Correct. What Eyes Wide Shut actress plays Greer in the new Netflix drama miniseries The Perfect Couple?
Pass.
What is the capital of Maine?
Pass.
What band has the hit songs Children of the Grave and War Pigs?
AC/DC?
No.
War Pigs. Pass.
Scientists who study the Earth are called what?
Geologists?
Yes. The Brewers are an MLB team from what city?
Milwaukee.
Yes. What car manufacturer has used the slogan, "The Power of Dreams"?
The Power of Dreams. Pass.
What girl group was originally called Touch?
Pass.
The PlayStation 2 first came out in what early 2000s year?
2000.
Yes. Ooh. And with that, Jack, you got 5 correct.
You finished strong, though.
I mean, that's better than the deuce I dropped the last time.
Hey,
it
growth.
Is better. I like that you say he finished strong.
Well, yeah, because he finished on a high note. He got the last one right.
And the two before that passed. You know, Steve, I would bet my left arm that you're going to win.
Wow. I kind of want to tank it.
Oh, my gosh. And then what?
Just to see you lose your left arm.
Would you cut it off?
I mean, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Wow. You made a bet.
A bet is a bet.
Yeah.
Please don't tank it. Try your hardest.
We do have that machete.
We do. Don't ask questions on why we do. Steve, are you here? Armin, are you ready?
No.
Now I'm nervous. In China, what is the traditional eating utensil?
Sporks.
Oh, I love sporks, though.
Chopsticks.
Correct. There are 206 of what in the human body?
Bones.
Yes. What Eyes Wide Shut actress plays Greer in the new Netflix drama miniseries The Perfect Couple?
Nicole Kidman?
Yes. What is the capital of Maine?
Banger.
No.
Oh. I can't think of anywhere else in Maine right now.
I didn't even know that was a place. What band has the hit songs
Children of the Grave and War Pigs.
Black Sabbath.
Correct. Scientists who study the Earth are called what?
Archaeologists?
No.
Biologists?
No.
Botanists?
No. The Brewers are an MLB team from what city?
Milwaukee.
Correct. What car manufacturer has used the slogan, the power of dreams?
Tesla?
No.
No. Subaru?
No.
Porsche?
No. What girl group was once originally called Touch?
Destiny's Child?
No.
Spice Girls?
Correct.
Yes.
The PlayStation 2 first came out in what early 2000s year?
2000?
Yes.
Gosh.
Whew. And with that, Steve, you get 7 correct. I get to keep my left arm because you won 7-5.
Oh, it was closer than I thought.
It was same.
I thought for sure you're making that. Oh, thank you, Jack. Have a good one. I thought for sure you're making that bet. Then you only got like 1 right.
You know, yeah, I don't know why I just felt extra confident in you today. Thanks for proving me right.
That would have been great if I got 4.
Well, and then for a sec, I thought you were going to tie. And I was like, well, what would happen then?
You lose half your arm.
Okay, for you say both arms? Thanks, Taryn. At least get to keep half. I'm so glad you got Nicole Kidman for The Perfect Couple. I just started watching it. It's really good.
I don't even know that show, but I remember her from Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. Someone gets murdered. And they kind of have to figure out the entire show who it was.
Was that a Netflix show?
Yes. Or like, who did it? The capital of Maine? Augusta.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like no one on the show can name anywhere in Maine.
Nope.
Yeah. Except for, did you say Bangor?
Bangor.
Bangor, Maine.
I think that's a place.
Well, and then I thought you were making a joke, Bangor. So I was like, bang her Maine. It's like, I still don't get it. And then The Power of Dreams.
Yeah, it's the city of Maine, Bangor.
Oh, Bangor. Oh, okay. The Power of Dreams car manufacturing slogan. I think it's such a stupid slogan, The Power of Dreams.
It sounds like a Tesla slogan.
It should be. It's Honda.
Honda. Hmm.
I know. I don't like it. But congrats, Steve, on winning and me still having my left arm.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo coming up this Sunday, October 13th at the Showwear Center with Godsmack and Hailstorm. Now through Thursday, we are giving out code words throughout the day for you to text to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win your way into the show. And today, after Beat Migs at 8:50, we're going to give you one of those code words. So be listening, Rockaholics, and get all the details at KISW.com. The website called American Songwriter shared a list that will make all of us feel old.
Oh, great.
They did an article about 3 rock albums from the 90s that they feel deserve more attention. So what are they? We will tell you after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The SpongeBob SquarePants Krabby Patty and Frosty are officially available at Wendy's.
I guess I have a lot of friends that are really excited about this because I just saw it all over my social media pages. People get all fired up to go get them.
We do have audio of SpongeBob SquarePants making the big announcement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm SpongeBob. And I love burgers.
Preparing the Krabby Patty.
Okay.
Wow. There you have it.
Never been more excited in my life.
So the Frosty.
Did it eat it a lot on SpongeBob? You watch it, Danny.
Yeah, there's a whole episode about how Squidward doesn't like the Krabby Patty, but then SpongeBob makes him try it, and then he actually loves the Krabby Patty. I mean, it's a whole thing. And then it's the whole thing of Plankton trying to steal the secret recipe, and it's a whole thing.
Very dramatic. Then Dave from Wendy's was able to get the secret recipe, apparently.
So the Frosty, by the way, features a vanilla base with a pineapple mango puree swirled into it. That sounds pretty good.
I'd try it.
And then the Krabby Patty is a quarter pound of Wendy's beef, two slices of American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, and a top secret Krabby collab sauce served on a toasted bun.
But we heard that the sauce it's like a tangy sauce.
Yeah.
Tangy.
Tangy.
So many people went out to try it yesterday and then went online to review it. So we will go straight to the comments.
Now, usually we would send these comments to our production director, Jason, and he would just read them however he'd like. But we figured, you know what? Of all days, we do have an app on our phone that will do celebrity AI impressions. So we decided to have the robots read the comments as SpongeBob SquarePants and Squidward.
Yes!
Oh. Now, I don't know if these impressions are this. I don't know if they're good, but you get what you pay for. So we'll find out. And Danny, you'll be able to tell us because I've never watched an episode.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so we'll start things off with a comment from SpongeBob. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw people online going to Wendy's dressed as SpongeBob characters to order the Krabby Patty. F***ing dorks.
Dude, I saw so many people dressed as SpongeBob characters eating it at Wendy's.
Were these like legitimate outfits that they maybe purchased online, or did they like create their own? Or
yes.
Was it both?
Both.
Yeah,
some look like they were bought from like a Spirit Halloween type store, and then others look like they were cosplayers.
Wow.
I didn't get it until right now. My friend literally did that.
No.
With her baby.
Yeah, they are dressed as SpongeBob characters.
Yeah.
This was a big day for people.
I
at the Kraken game. And there was people dressed as Squidward, but they do that all the time.
That's true.
Yes. Okay, next comment. This one's from Squidward. Is it Squidward or Squidward?
Why are you saying
the first one?
You're
Squidward.
Saying it's so weird.
Squidward. I don't know what it is.
Squidward.
Squidward.
Oh, so you know?
Squidward.
Squidward.
There we go.
Thank you. This comment's from Squidward.
Okay.
Wendy's are geniuses. It's basically a Dave single, and they are going to sell a ton of them. LOL.
I mean, he's probably right.
Did that sound like Squidward?
I mean, like Squidward from... Yeah, it sounded like Squidward. That's
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, yeah.
From Brother. Okay, yeah. Next comment from SpongeBob.
People relax. It's just a f***ing burger. Plus, if I'm going to Wendy's, I'm going to get a triple Baconator. F*** out of here with this Krabby Patty.
A triple Baconator?
That's intense.
Oh. Wow.
Have you ever had the triple Baconator?
I don't know if I could get my mouth around that.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you could.
Yo, I got one, and it didn't even have a SpongeBob wrapper. Us collectors are pissed.
Collectors? You collect wrappers?
Well, why would you collect the wrapper if like all like the sauce and the meat juice is on there? I think I'm okay with the wrapper not. Maybe the bag should be like SpongeBob.
Yes.
That would
yes.
make sense. All right, here's our next comment from SpongeBob.
I spent $50 on the Krabby Patty meal, and it came in a plain brown bag with no SpongeBob-themed packaging as advertised. Super disappointed. I want a refund for the misleading promotion.
Okay.
Was it advertised as...
I don't know.
Huh.
Not that I saw.
I mean, if it was advertised and they did not deliver on that, I would be angry as well.
And I hope you bought more than one burger and one shake for $50.
In this economy.
Was it 50 or 15?
He said 50.
Oh, that's what, okay. I couldn't, I wasn't sure what he
Let's
said.
Double check. Hold on.
I spent $50 on the
50. Wow. Yeah.
And looking at it, it does have really pretty packaging that you're supposed to get.
So maybe they weren't at one of the participating stores. They're just like, oh crap, somebody wants it. Just pretend that we made it.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I also kind of wish it came with a toy.
Like a SpongeBob toy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good call.
All right, we have one more from Squidward.
Bard.
Squidward.
Just had the Krabby Patty. Pretty good. Low-key wish it had more sauce.
Oh. Okay,
thanks for the review.
More of the sauce. Okay, good to know. Maybe you can order an extra like dish of sauce on the side.
So will we have you try the Krabby Patty or the Big Mac or the Whopper? You've yet to have any of those three ever in your life.
oh, I have to pick which one is first?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like probably I should do the Krabby Patty just because it's, you know, so on brand and topical right now.
And it's limited edition.
Limited edition.
I feel like the Big Mac and the Whopper will never go away.
Yeah, I can get that anytime.
Yeah,
I just haven't.
I'm so sad, Steve, because I don't think Wendy's does an Impossible or a veggie one for us, do they?
No, they don't. And so for a while, I was all fired up because Carl's Jr. did.
Yeah.
And they stopped doing that.
So we can never have a Krabby Patty?
No.
Wow, yeah. This is kind of sad.
Unless we bring our own meat, fake meat, and say, hey, put this on there.
You want to be that person?
No.
I would not watch that. I would not go with you.
Now I kind of want to do it. Let's go.
Oh, no.
What happened that led to a weatherman breaking down into tears while doing his weather report? We're going to tell you what's trending after Blind Melon. Rockaholics, as you get your day going and try to make sense of the world of pop culture, we know that can be a really difficult task. So we're here to help break it down for you and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Hurricane Milton is currently classified as a Category 4 storm, and it is set to hit Florida's western coast this evening. The maximum winds of about 155 miles an hour are predicted. Plus, they've got warnings and watches in place for all sorts of regions along the Florida coast, including the east coast. So storm surge warnings are going to be real critical in specific areas, and they are predicting that Tampa Bay could see a storm surge of between 10 and 15 feet. The strength and magnitude of Milton brought veteran Miami meteorologist John Morales to tears. And this is him tracking the storm yesterday when it was still a Category 5.
Just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
I can't even imagine. And they're saying, like, listen, I know a lot of people in Florida, and a lot of places we've even heard about it in North Carolina when, like, these awful storms and all this natural disaster type stuff happens. Like, you're like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And, like, if we tell you to evacuate, please evacuate. We're not messing around. Like, this is, get away from the situation.
For sure.
This is very strange, but every time you watch Sunday Night Football, somebody's getting millions of dollars, and it's not a football player. It's Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
And this is a crazy stat. Apparently, she recorded the Sunday Night Football theme. And, she had to do a bunch of different versions, 18 weeks of it. So she did 18 different versions. And for each week that the song airs, every time it airs, she makes $1 million.
No.
So she's making $18 million this season for that song.
That is pretty impressive.
And here's the fun part. So last week at Sunday Night Football, I don't know if you caught this, it was the Steelers and the Cowboys, and they did a fun bit where NBC had a bunch of the players for the Cowboys, a bunch of players for the Steelers, try and sing a line from the song. They gave them the script. Some of them just read it, and then they mashed it together to give, maybe they're just trying to save a couple dollars and not have Carrie Underwood sing it, but here's what it sounded like when the NFL players try to sing the Sunday Night Football theme.
The stadium is rocking, time to crank up the sound.
The NFL's best have come to play. Coast to coast, there's just one thing left to say.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
The tough get rough in a prime time fight.
More than a game, it's every fan, right?
Waiting all day, waiting all day. Waiting all day for Sunday night.
I mean, I would just say don't quit your day job.
They're right up there with Steve Biggs, though.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah, you could totally have done it, Steve. You're right. Oh, we'll check in with your daughter to see what she thinks of me and the football players.
Well, it's dumb.
I kind of have to agree with her. But they need to do that more. They should have the players on every week, have the players try and sing the song.
So funny.
Eventually, they'll pick up, and then I bet some of the players will be like, no, I got to do a better job than the team last week.
And then at the end of the year, one of them gets a recording contract.
Okay. This is the worst version of the voice that I've ever heard.
Hey, can we give a quick shout-out to some of the Rockaholics who have donated to Making Strides? We've had an awesome morning so far. Are we over 2,000 or close to 2,000?
I think we're just hovering right around 2,000. We're hoping to hit $5,000 raised for Making Strides, which is to help for breast cancer awareness and help.
help with Breast Cancer Month. And so far, yeah, shout out to people like Troy Taylor donated $1,000, which I think is just incredible. Aaron Sand, he donated $100. Andrew Cleveland, $100 as well. Sean Ross joined the 69 Club, and that's pretty awesome. A lot of Rockaholics are stepping up. So if you have a couple extra dollars, it could be $5, it could be $1,000, like Troy. But if you could donate and help us, that would be awesome, because it's a great cause and a great group of people putting it together. And you and Sarah will be walking with Making Strides as well.
Yep, that walk is happening a week from Saturday, and you can donate to support the cause at KISW.com. Just look for the pink rock logo. Yesterday, while we were at the Kraken game, we met a Rockaholic at the game that wanted to play the game of Beat Migs.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people want to play. So we made it happen.
Instead of making him wait till today, we actually pulled out our cell phones and had an impromptu version of Beat Migs.
We busted into the game at the game. And how did that go for our dear Rockaholic? We're going to play Beat Migs with him at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.